Hi guys, I am came back with a new topic, how to do keyword research for SEO in 4 steps. Google keeps rolling out algorithmic updates now and then, and it requires everyone to optimize websites and consistent for marketers that are inbound. Therefore, keyword research is fundamental. The research for keywords involves finding and searching terms that are real and are entered by people into the search engines. Gaining insight into the search terminology helps informing a strategy for contents and marketing. There is a process you can follow that helps you to narrow down and come up with a list of terms to be targeted. This way you shall be able to execute and establish the strong strategy for keywords and get found. First step, identify subjects. To give a kickstart to this process, you must pre-think the topics you would want to rank for your general buckets. It is but obvious that you will come across topic buckets you will find appropriate and relevant for your business. Then you would use those topics later during the process when you get hold of specific keywords. Being a regular blogger, these will be topics that you frequently blog about. Imagine yourself as the buyer and incorporate topics and businesses you would want to be found for. Thus, make a substantial list of the subjects that are relevant to your business. Second step. Fill in the topic buckets. You ought to fill in the topic buckets by identifying the appropriate keywords that would fit in the bucket. These are phrases which, as per you, are significant for ranking in the SERPs because the customers may be conducting searches for the particular terms. Those might involve automation tools for marketing and email. In the line of incidents where many keywords are being encrypted by Google, there is an intelligent way for you to figuring out what keywords that make it being searched by users. For this, you will need the analytics software for websites where you can drill onto the sources of your traffic. Third step, check for combination of keywords. In this step, you ought to check for a combination of keywords with a long tail and head terms in each bucket. Once that is done, you must conduct research relating to the terms that are being searched. Then figure out how your competitors rank the keywords, but that does not mean you blindly follow them. Searching for the keywords and observing positions of your opponents in an incognito browser. Some programs permit you to run reports that are free. This shows the keywords that dominate the top position for the entered domain. Fourth step, utilize tools. This step entails using a tool of Google called the AdWords Keywords Planner to cut down on the exceedingly long list of keywords. Once you have the right combination keywords, it is time for you to narrow down the lists with data that is quantitative. You have loads of tools at your disposal. Using the tool of Keyword Planner, you flag out terms that have nil or small volumes of search. With the utilization of this planner, you get estimates of traffic and search volumes for keywords you are planning to consider. Conclusion. After following all those mentioned above, you are sure to have the right combination of keywords to focus on appropriate topics for your business. You have access to long-term and short-term benefits that you can reap in future. For organizing your keywords, you can download the SEO templates that are free and track terms to focus on the various pages of your website. Keywords need to be re-evaluated every month. In fact, doing it quarterly is a good practice. Once you start gaining increasing authority in SERPs, you will be able to add a lot of keywords on your lists for managing well. Google keeps rolling out algorithmic updates now and then, and it requires everyone to optimize websites and consistent for marketers that are inbound. Therefore, keyword research is fundamental. The research for keywords involves finding and searching terms that are real and are entered by people into the search engines. Gaining insight into the search terminology helps informing a strategy for contents and marketing. There is a process you can follow that helps you to narrow down and come up with a list of terms to be targeted. This way you shall be able to execute and establish the strong strategy for keywords and get found. First step, identify subjects. To give a kickstart to this process, you must pre-think the topics you would want to rank for your general buckets. It is but obvious that you will come across topic buckets you will find appropriate and relevant for your business. then you would use those topics later during the process when you get hold of specific keywords. Being a regular blogger, these will be topics that you frequently blog about. Imagine yourself as the buyer and incorporate topics and businesses you would want to be found for. Thus, make a substantial list of the subjects that are relevant to your business. Second step, fill in the topic buckets. You opt to fill in the topic buckets by identifying the appropriate keywords that would fit in the bucket. These are phrases which, as per you, are significant for ranking in the SERPs because the customers may be conducting searches for the particular terms. Those might involve automation tools for marketing and email. In the line of incidents where many keywords are being encrypted by Google, there is an intelligent way for you to figuring out what keywords that make it being searched by users. For this, you will need the analytics software for websites where you can drill onto the sources of your traffic. Third step, check for combination of keywords. In this step, you ought to check for a combination of keywords with a long tail and head terms in each bucket. Once that is done, you must conduct research relating to the terms that are being searched. Then figure out how your competitors rank the keywords, but that does not mean you blindly follow them. Searching for the keywords and observing positions of your opponents in an incognito browser. Some programs permit you to run reports that are free. This shows the keywords that dominate the top position for the entered domain. Fourth step, utilize tools. This step entails using a tool of Google called the AdWords Keywords Planner to cut down on the exceedingly long list of keywords. Once you have the right combination keywords, it is time for you to narrow down the lists with data that is quantitative. You have loads of tools at your disposal. Using the tool of Keyword Planner, you flag out terms that have nil or small volumes of search. With the utilization of this planner, you get estimates of traffic and search volumes for keywords you are planning to consider. Conclusion: after following all those mentioned above, you are sure to have the right combination of keywords to focus on appropriate topics for your business. You have access to long-term and short-term benefits that you can reap in future. For organizing your keywords, you can download the SEO templates that are free and track terms to focus on the various pages of your website. Keywords need to be re-evaluated every month. In fact, doing it quarterly is a good practice. Once you start gaining increasing authority in SERPs, you will be able to add a lot of keywords on your lists for managing well. For more detail, please visit us at www.isrankings.org weblink.